This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. So Microsoft is rolling out its first product with a new line of software aimed at taking on IBM and allowing itself to take a little piece of its own of the artificial intelligence pie. Being Microsoft, it is aiming to apply AI to everyday business needs. The new product, a customer service virtual assistant packaged into programs called Dynamics 365 AI Solutions, is designed to let people describe problems in their own words. Let's get more in his own words. Joining us now, patching in from our San Francisco bureau, is Wall Street Journal reporter Ted Greenwald. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
So the name of the game these days is obviously artificial intelligence. There's no two ways about it. What does a virtual assistant product from Microsoft entail, though? How does Microsoft put a spin on this?
Virtual assistants range from chat interfaces that have a bunch of rules looking for a particular word and replying with a specific reply that's been sort of pre-baked, to systems that are far more intelligent and understand human language beyond just a keyword search.
Right.
Microsoft aims to supply the latter. They're doing what you might consider a very high-end chatbot designed to understand what customers bring to it in terms of the questions, and then also understands the range of materials that a company might have on hand that would answer that question.
Got it. So in incorporating this new AI package, everything that goes with Microsoft, such as Bing, Azure, it'll all kind of shake down with this product rollout as well?
This product takes advantage of technology Microsoft developed for Bing and that Bing has been using for some time, and it runs on the Azure platform. So it's a way really of repackaging technologies that Microsoft has developed and has been using and has been selling into something that, for want of a better word, is productized and can be sold to big businesses to incorporate into their operations with hopefully a minimum of customization.
Let's talk about this AI market, because to say that it's growing is obviously an understatement. Do we have any data that maybe represents just how huge a market it's becoming? Anything that we can refer to?
So artificial intelligence is a kind of woolly phrase, and it can mean different things to different people. It's a little hard to quantify exactly and even qualify exactly what this market entails. But the research firm IDC tallies the market for artificial intelligence systems, which would include both software and hardware, to be worth $12 billion this year and growing at 50% a year, compounding between now and 2021. And it's expecting by 2021 that that market will be worth $57 billion. So it's a substantial opportunity for companies that can tap into things like intelligent agents, but also, of course, self-driving cars, smart home devices, and smart medical devices, and all kinds of other applications for this technology.
Right. And, you know, chatbots, that's something that's really on the rise. You go on any website these days, you can see it more and more. The interest from enterprises in using chatbots for this customer service seems to have really hooked. Does evidence suggest that there's plenty more of that to come?
Well, IDC also tallies that market as being worth $1 billion today and $6 billion by 2021. So there's substantial growth going on there. That's an obvious, I think, spot where if you can actually crack the problem of having computers respond conversationally to humans, you can replace, I think, or augment a lot of manual labor in call centers across, you know, spanning industries.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Ted Greenwald about Dynamics 365 AI Solutions, a new product from Microsoft. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
What are the keys to making better decisions in work and life? One of the most successful entrepreneurs and investors of our time, Ray Dalio, has written down his recipes for doing so in his new book, Principles. According to Michael Bloomberg, creating and living by a set of principles allowed Ray to reach the top. Everyone with goals and dreams can learn from his approach. To learn more or to hear Ray's TED Talk, visit principles.com.
Thanks for joining us. you know, the competition is nothing short of fierce. Is the packaging of the AI product this way, one that is using solutions that can be adapted to customer needs? This has Microsoft squaring off against basically IBM's Watson, obviously. Is that the main competition? What else is out there cooking on this front?
Sure. It's, you know, the obvious competitor for business AI is IBM.
Right.
And IBM has gone to great lengths to brand Watson as an AI for businesses. There are lots of other players in the market, and primary among them are Google, Amazon, and then Chinese companies, including Baidu, that pride themselves on their natural language understanding. All these companies have platforms that provide basic AI services. And these are software services that programmers can essentially hook their programs into to get access to AI capabilities. Traditionally, either a programmer would have to do this from scratch, and obviously inheriting a bunch of the expertise that a company like Microsoft or Google or Amazon or IBM could provide,
right,
but also having to understand at a pretty high level how humans interact with computers via voice, via chat, in order to create a conversational experience that solves a problem. The other alternative is to hire those companies to actually build the chatbot for you, and that is an expensive and time-consuming pursuit. So what Microsoft is aiming to do is sort of pre-build a large part of this chat interface and to apply technology that it's developed and deployed in Bing especially to be able to automatically figure out what kinds of questions people are asking, what their meaning is when they use particular words in a company context or an industry context, and to automatically digest all the documents that a company might have that might bear on those topics and answer questions and solve problems. So they're kind of automating, pre-building and automating the what can be a protracted and expensive process of building something like this from scratch.
Very interesting. There's always so much happening in AI, and it's interesting to see all these new plays made in this game, and this is the latest one from Microsoft, I gather. So, Ted, thanks very much for the latest.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
For more on this story, head to WSJ.com/tech. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.